Siyabonga Chris ilichana njani mthwakazo muhle siyalamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 15 ngomabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
indlela lamhlanje ngathi ibangelwe yilidongo ebekubangelwa ngokuthi umgodi wena ukudala ngi-15 years ago wawulesense so outright up to 15 years so amadonki le nkomo zazingahlule emgaqweni yami.
Kufa abantu abalichumi lambili engozini yomgwaqo duzane le Bait Bridge.
Ilanga le independence eliba khona elizayo ekhaya mhla ka 18 April. Sibona ngani into yokudlala liyana ngoba isekho into eselebratewayo. Babulawa abantu, basabulawa abantu, balamba abantu, abantu abavunyela, sivunyela uhamba lokudla ekhaya sikuyitha ama bread winners.
Abanye bapha imbono yabo ngokunanzwa kwelanga likazibuse ele Independence Day. Kuwoza Friday silomculi we-hip hop ohamba ngegama lokuthi nguTabs. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kufe abantu abalichumi lambili kwalimala abangamachumi amane lanhlano engozini yomgwaqo phakathi kwebhasi leroli e-Bait Bridge ekuseni namuhla. Ibhasi le ngenkampani ye-MP Transport njalo ibilubhekise e-Bait Bridge isemgwaqweni osuka e-Harare lapho echane khona echaye ubabhemi yasingqikilana leroli ebiphambana layo. Iphephandaba le-Herald libike ukuthi abantu abalichumi bahle bafela khonapho kwathi ababili bayafela esibhedlela se-Bait Bridge. Abanye babalimeleyo bagijinyiselwe esibhedlela zakobulawayo kwathi abanye balaliswa esibhedlela se-Bait Bridge. Umphathintambo wezomvikela umnumzana Kembo Mohati lo mphathintambo wezabelo umnumzana Sevia Kasukuwere batshone e-Bait Bridge lapho abazise khona ukuthi uhulumende uzaphathisa imoli zabalahlekelwe izihlobo kulingozi ngemali engange-$200 imuli ngayinye. Umgwaqo weHarare Maswingo Bait Bridge wonakele kakhulu njalo baningi abantu asebefele kuwo eminyakeni edluleyo. Sixoxe lomabhalane wedolobho le-Bait Bridge umnumzana Laudra Mahapola yena othi umgwaqo lo kumele ulungisiswe ngokuphangisa.
Ingozi yalamhlanje ngathi ibangelwe yilidongo. Ebekubangelwa ngokuthi umgodi wena ukudala ngi-15 years ago wawulesense so outright up to 15 years so amadonki le nkomo zazingahlule emgaqweni yami and also the other reason is because umgodi wena unaro ukuthi kungenzakala into enjalo ukuthi umuntu usetshaye idonki ukuthi aziyane loloyana omunye kusuka kube so maybe may need to fence ukuthi umgodi wena ufake i-fence above 80 kilometers up to Big River nokuthi maybe uhulumende azame ukuthi awuqhekise.
Kule mizamo yini enziwayo nguhulumende ukulungisisa lo mgwaqo ngokwazi kwakho?
Mina ngazi khonokho esikubala emaphepheni ukuthi sebelungiselele ukuthi umgwaqo lo uyajwalayiswa kube engikwazi ofisali nje hhayi ngabe ngakwazi but ngazi ukuthi emaphepheni kusenjalo ukuthi hhayi uzaqekisa umgwaqo.
Edolobheni phakathi e-Bait Bridge khona iminjani imigwaqo yenu?
Imigwaqo ifuna sibili imali ukuthi ilungiswe. Kanye imigwaqo ibe damage and imali zokuyilungisa zingekho. So kuyafunakala sibili imali ele. Njengathi lapho e-Bait Town njengoba sithola yonke i-traffic engathi e-Southern Africa kubo-DRC. Wonke imoto ziyala, wonke ama-trucks abuyala avela kubo-Durban, wonke avelayo. So imigwaqo yethu hhayi ifuna ukuthi ikhangelisiswe thina.
Khona kwenzakala njani ukuthi umngcele wenu khona ngapho yiwo ongena izimota ezedlula yonke imingcele elizweni kodwa imigwaqo esuka khona ngapho kayimanga kuhle?
Ngiyabona zindaba zemali
Umnumzana Laudra Mahapola ngumabhalane wetolopo le Beitbridge sixoxe laye ekhona le Beitbridge. Mhlaka 18 kulinyanga iZimbabwe inanza ilanga likazibuse lapho efikisa khona iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha ithole uzibuse wabensundu. Kambe lichoni kuwe leli langa. Asizweni imbono yabanye babalandeli beStudio 7.
Yebo, ngu-Albert Ndlovu lona. Le ndaba ye-independence mina nje empilweni yami ayikaze ngisebenzele. Soloko nje kwasuka kuye u-1980 angikaze ngiyithole inkululeko kuleli alizwe. Ngisayifuna inkululeko seloko nje sathathelwa umbuso ngamabhunu. Sizawuthathelwe njalo yile ZANU-PF thina singabantu bemthwakazi. Asikaze siyibone nje into okuthiwa yinkululeko. Okwe-independence nje yindlela yokuba mabachitha imali ngoba vele baqonda ukuchitha imali yelizwe mabakuchitha abakuchithayo futhi liqeqeba nalabantu singeke sithi baningi abantu abakuthokozelayo lokho abalulushwana abantu bayalamba lapha kanti loko okuthiwa kwenziwa independence kube kwenziwa okunye okumqoka mhlawumbe ukuvuselela ukulima or ukuvuselela amafemu ngabe siyezwa kodwa loko okuthiwa i-independence abantu kushone nje kunathwa utshwala abantu bebadala kangaka abantu abafuneke babonise ukuhlaziyeka ezinhliziyo emiqondweni yabo abantu abadala abantu beZANU-PF thina sibona nje besenza imidlalo njengabantwana akusenelisi mina njengami nje angaze ngenele ngayo independence iseloko yaba khona kimi kufana nje ngoba ayikazifike nangelanga elilodwa angiyazi independence angaze ngiyiqabule njengiqabula mhlazana umthwakazi wakhululeka laba enzobona khona independence ba into enjalo.
Ye ngiclement Nube mina ilungu lephamu so kule ilanga le-independence eliba khona elizayo ekhaya mhlaka 18 April sibona ngani into yokudlala liyana ngoba isekho into eselebretwayo babulawa abantu basabulawa abantu balamba abantu abantu abavunyazivunyelwe uhamba lokudla ekhaya sikuyitha ama-bread winners konke lokhuyana ayisekho into esiyiselebretayo laphoyana bolile yako bakuvaliwe amafemu sokungamasonto phakathi sokumbuso nje okhona wamasosha umbuso ngalabantu ngoba if kuthiwa kubusa uhulumende wabantu ngabe uyavumela abantu bahambise ukudla laphana ekhaya akufundeke ezikolweni izikole ezindala ezizwe ezadabule ezaletha imfundo laphana ungathi ngamanxiwa manje khangela ompandeni mission onyathi mission o-Hope Fountain izikole zakuqala kuleli yalizwe ngamanxiwa manje akusela kufunda efundwayo laphayana.
Mina igama lami nguRitima Moyo. Nge-independence ngathi mina kimi isho ukuba sengilamathuba alingana labo bonke nje abantu ukuba ngenze laloba yini engiyifisayo ukuze lami ngijabule njengomuntu kungasoke kube kungokuncindezela abanye kutho ukuthi sengingafunda kutho ukuthi sengingasebenza laloba yini nje engayicabanga.
Labo ngabalaleli beStudio 7 bekhuluma ngokunanza ilanga likazibuse ele independence. Mhlaka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa abanye bathi kalitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likamabasa mhlaka 18 uchoni uzibuse kuwe Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona ngeWhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter. Amalungiselelo ombukiso walonyaka wezokuthengiselana kobulawayo oZimbabwe International Trade Fair asefike kuzinga eliphezulu lapho indawo zokubukisela ezingaba isilinganiso sokungamathumi ayisificamunye ekhulwini sezithethwe. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Umqondisi wenkampani ebona ngalumbukiso unkosikazi Noma Ndlovu ubike ukuba bayathokoza ngabalungiselelo ombukiso walonyaka ngoba amazwe agoqela iBotswana, Ethiopia, Ghana, Indonesia, Japan, Kenya, Namibia, Malawi, Mozambique, South Africa lamanye azabe ekhona.
Siyathaba ukuthi umbukiso wethu ususondele, amalungiselelo ahamba kuhle kakhulu. Sesithengise indawo yokubukisa ephose ifike izicaphulo ezincane ezizinkulungwane ezingamathumi amane lanye. Kutsho ukuthi sokusele kancane ukuthi sifikise inani esilikhangeleleyo. Ababukisayo abavela kuleli bayadlula amakhulu amathathu lamathumi amahlanu. Abavela kwamanye amazwe sebephose bafike amathumi amathathu. Amazwe azabe bukisa angamathumi amabili. Sikhangelele ukuthi mhla zingamathumi amabili lesikhombisa kumabasa sizabe silomhlangano omkhulu wabo somabhizinisi. Njalo ngelanga elilandelayo kuzahlangana abemandustry bekhuluma eziphathelane lokuvuswa kwamafactory avaliweyo.
Unkosikazi Ndlovu uchaze ukuba amankampani avela kwamanye amazwe ayedlula amakhulu amathathu lengxenye asethembise ukuza. Ethi njalo kuzaba le mihlangano yokucebisana kwabosomabhizimisi.
Umbuthano wokuvulwa kwe-ZITF uzabe ukhona mhla zingamathumi amabili lesificamunwemunye enkundleni enkulu. Siyakhuthaza njalo ukuthi amabhizimisi onke angakabhalisi abhalise masinyane.
Isikhulumi sekhansili yakobulawayo unkosikazi Nesisa Mpofu uthi sebeqalile ukulungisa imigwaqo ukuze izethekeli zihambe kuhle ngoba sebethole inkulungwane ezingamakhulu edlula amane esikhwameni seZimbabwe National Road Authority yokulungisa imigwaqo eqaqele iZITF layo yonke engena edolobheni.
Ikhansili yedolobho lakobulawayo iqalile ukulungiselela umbukiso wamabhizinisi weZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Njalo sesathola imali engange 430,000 esuka kuZimbabwe National Road Authority ukuba silungisele imigwaqo ukuze izethekeli labazokubukisa bahambe kahle. Lolu luhlelo oluqhubekayo ngoba sikhangelele ukuthola i-899,000 lonyaka esuka kuZinara ukuba imigwaqo yedolobho ilunge. Imigwaqo yonke engena kobulawayo izwa egqaqele iZITF, uRobert Mugabe, le Hillside Road izalungiswa. Phinde njalo silungise lo 12th Avenue.
Unkosikazi Mpofu uveze ukuba sebeqalile njalo ukulungisa indlu yabo yokubukisa esegcekeni leZITF njalo sebefike esibangeni esiphezulu.
Indlu yethu yokubukisa egcekeni leZITF layo sesiqalile ukuyilungisa.
IRussia leGhana ikhangelelwe ukubukisa ngemva kokuma okweminyaka ethile njalo iza lehofisi ebona ngezokuhlanyela umnotho emazweni azo. iSouth Africa ibikwa izaletha amankampani adlula amathumi amathathu kulinani eliphezulu kakhulu kulanyakenye elamathumi amabili kuphela. Umongameli weTogo nguye okhangelele ukuvula umbukiso wamabhizimisi weZITF. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 yikobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Kunjalo nje amalunga edale lePhalamende athukuthele kulandela imbiko yeziphathamandla zedale eyokuthi kuzamele azidingele indawo zokulala ngesikhathi sombukiso we-Trade Fair kobulawayo ekupheleni kwenyanga. Amalunga edale lePhalamende amele abe khona ekuvulweni kwalombukiso ovulwa ngomongameli Mugabe lomhlonitshwa ovame ukuvela kwamanye amazwe. Amalungu alelitale awezanu-PF kanye lawe-MTC abikwa emanyene ekubuzisiseni ngalolu daba. UChris Gande we-Studio 7 uxoxele omunye wamalunga la umnumzana Prince Dubeko Spanda ongwe bandla le-MTC thi njalo onguye obuze idale ngalolu daba.
Wona ama managers ePhalamende kanye nabagcini sihlalo bePhalamende awu ezabo indawo zokulala sezivile sezilungisiwe kobulawa sezikhona thina ke njengamalunga edale ePhalamende njengami nsuka eBhinga bathi ukuthi ngiza driver nsuke eBhinga ngihambe ngiyengena ku-official opening bese driver njalo ngibuyele yini eBhinga ngoba ngendlela vele kusebenza ngayo kufuze ukuthi ngafika kobulawa kulomsebenzi ngikwanisa ukuthola indawo yokulala so sasesibuza ke ukuthi uclerk of parliament akwenzileyo ke yikuyini ukuthi amalunga edale leparliament engafiki ebonakale selala ezitredini wona esiya emsebenzini welizwe lapho kwabe kuvulwa khona iparliament ngokusemthethweni so yikho kade sikubuza njengamalunga edale leparliament besingadingi amalawensi zokuyalala ngoba vele asila amalawensi zokulala akula MP ophiwa amalawensi zokulala iparliament iyayenza ama arrangements lama hotels afana labo holiday ina ma hotels zonke ka African Sun lama hotels abo Rainbow Rainbow Group of Companies bayenza ama arrangements ukuthi ama members of parliament nxa ethe afika kuleyo ndawo yasemsebenzini ekwanise ukuthi ethole indawo yokulala
manje ligcine lithola na impendulo
impendulo asitholanga ngoba impendulo esiphiwe khona apho impendulo ka-DCT njengama members kasizihambile siyebuza ku-administration ngasengisithi ke mina kunzima ukuthi amalunga awedaleleha le parliament ayi 400 si 400 all in all isine sinethile le national assembly singu 400 sihambe kambe siyelayina sinayinele ukuthi sibuze ukuthi ngiza kuyalala ngapi ngelanga lokuthi ngiyebona ngiyekuzwa i-official opening ye-parliament akusebenzi sasesithi thina besicela ukuthi i-administration ye-parliament itshele umgcinisihlalo ukuthi malungiselelo bani ayenziweyo then kwenziwe i-announcement ye-parliament leyo-announcement ayisayenziwanga okutshengisa nje ukutsho ukuthi amalunga edale le-parliament nxa ehamba kulo msebenzi ayafika ezibonele lapho kokulala khona nxa beyarifandwa beyakurifandwa baya beyarifandwa kuphela ifiweni
umnumzana Prince Dubeko Spanda ngumeli wedale lephalamende engowebandla le-MTCT ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 eseHarare Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ingozi zomgwaqo singena nje kuphela sonto yekhefu likazibuse thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abahlengi abangena kumakholo lamakholo lokhe bedinga abantu kunqwabanqwaba ezakhiwo eziwiswe ikuzamazama komhlaba kwele Japan abangabe besinde kulingozi. Kulaba kubutho amapolisa abalwisa ukucitha umlilo abezempilakahle labanye abazama ukuncedisa umhlubulo wangezansi kwele Japan. Ohlaselwe kakubi yilingozi izolo kwafa abantu abayithoba mnemunye kwalima lapho se abazinkulungwane. Kuqhamuke ukufuthelana ukukholo phakathi kwabatshengiselayo kwele Egypt lamapolisa phezu kodaba lwezihlenge ezimbili ezibikwa zibiselwe embusweni wakwele Saudi Arabia. Amapolisa laba kubutho babikwa besebenzise intuthu ehitshayo ukuchitha umbuthano wabakade betshengisela laba. mhlaka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa, abanye bathi kalitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likaMabasa mhlaka 18, uchoni uzibuse kuwe. Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona nge-WhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le-Facebook kanye laku-Twitter. Sizweni utaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Mhlaka 20 imbimbitho ele Republic of Congo libe lokhetho lokudinga umongameli olubikwa lungaqhutshwanga kakuhle ngoba kwenziwe amaphutha amaningi. Abezindaba bayaliswa ukuthi bayibona luqhutshwa lokunganikwa amathuba kwamabandla ezombusazwe ngokukhankasa, ukubuthana loba ukukhulumisana nje okukhululekileyo ngaphambilini kokhetho. Njalo lesikhathi sangkhona besivele singenele ukuthi kulungiselelwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Kusimo esibi lesi, umongameli Dennis Soso Ngweso nguye obikwa enqobile kulolu khetho okwehlandla lesithathu leminyaka emihlanu ngesilinganiso sokungamashumi ayisithupha ekhulwini 60% samavoti. Unguweso oleminyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lambili 72 uveze ekupheleni kwanyaka nye ukuthi uyancintisa kulolu khetho kodwa phansi kwesisekelo sombuso salelo lizwe ubengamelanga ncintiso okwesithathu, njalo iminyaka yakhe yokuzalwa ingasamvumeli ukuthi enze lokho. Ukuze kwenqabelwe lokho, uhulumende wakhe ukhethe ukuguqula imithetho yelizwe ukuze yavunyelwe ukuncintisa okwesithathu ngemva kokwenziwa kwe-referendum layo engaqhutshwanga kakuhle ukuze nje baguqule isisekelo sombuso. Lanxa abantu batshengisela besola leli nyathelo okwagcina kubangela ukuqhamuka kodlakela phakathi kwabezomvikela lalabo ababatshengisela kwabotshwa lokubulawa kwabanye. Ibandla elibusayo lazise ukuba impumela ye-referendum le iveze ukuthi isilinganiso esikhulu sabantu balelo lizwe siyasekela inyathelo lokuthi unguweso ancintise njalo okwesithathu. Okwakhokelela ekuthini amapholisa alise ukutshengisela kwabantu okwahle kwavimba abamabandla aphikisayo ukuthi enze imbuthano yabo yokukhankasa. Ngalezo zizathoke, eleMelika lidaniswa kakhulu ngosokusenzakala kwele Republic of Congo kanye langendlela eziqhutshwa ngazo ukhetho kulelo lizwe. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sogatsha lobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe womhlaba, uMnumzana Mark Turner, wethule umbiko othi eleMelika likhuthaza uhulumende weCongo ukuthi alungisise amaphutha la engakenzi ukhetho ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Wathi bayaqhubeka bekhuthaza uhulumende weCongo ukuthi ahloniphe amalungelo oluntu, abantu bavunyezwe ukusekela amabandla abawafisayo ezombusazwe, njalo kube lokusebenzelana ukuhle kwabalembono ehlukeneyo.
Lawo bekungamazwi kahulumende weMelika. Kuwoza Friday lamhla silomculi we-hip hop ohamba ngegama lokuthi nguTubbs. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Uthabandile uvuyena owaziwa kuzomculo ngegama elithiwa Tabs ngomunye wabaculi abasakhulayo abenza umculo we-hip hop owaziwa ngokuthi yiNdebele rap.
Hey, Vele basho bathi ngiyaxoma ngizanga kuzodlala la mpintshi spandi ma. I'm with that the Veve boy. Shale namba nyasikhanya boy. Abantwana babaya la ma yellow boy.
Lo mculi wole minyaka engamashumi amabili lana yokuzalwa njalo ohlala elokitshini lelo bhengula kobulawayo. Uzazise emphakathini ngengoma yakhe edla ubhedu kwele Zimbabwe kanye lakwamanye amazwe ethiwa Hey Wena. Yona ayicule endawonye lo Calvin. Ividiyo yengoma le ethi Hey Wena iyatholakala ebulenjini ku-YouTube kanti iyadlalwa njalo la kumabonakude emsakazweni weZambezi Magic.
Hey Wena featuring Calvin they're on YouTube from Google nje from Google tips which is THA yeah the BZ sidlala ke kumsakazo yeZambezi Magic yeah Zambezi Magic on DSTV
bambone ngena ngapicky mic ngalahlela amabala ngapha banenge bebizi benhleka umrephanyana bazwile labo benghate ngali indebe le rap manje bang imitate.
Ingoma le ethiwa Hey Wena yenze wakhethwa njengomunye wabaculi abatsha abakuzinga laphezulu emkhosini weZim Hip Hop Awards. Ikanti le video yakhe ikhethwe kuhlangothi lwamavidiyo aphekwe kuhle. UTabs usanda kurhwatsha indlikizane yengoma ethiwa Le Vibe yona elwisa ukungena kuluhlu lwengoma ezivutha amalangabi kulezi nsuku emsakazweni wePower FM.
Now we are in summertime, we out time. And Petalami, Rutman, Tasman. Abandon us, Bashagis, Ogamshas, Nan, Oyo, Kozun, and Chulju, Abba Straight Fan. Chewe, it's Mr. Yuma Sayela. Pira Luminan, the Gaziness Mega. Petitella Summer, Hanan of Abbas Tang, it's the Jurekan King in the building, you said. We never own the
Lum Kudu, Parati, Upega, Isala. Lakhe lokuqala elibizwa ngokuthi Possibilities njalo inye ingoma ezaba ingxenye yaleli dlala dengethi wa honeymoon.
Turn them lights low, get yourself close. Baby it's you and me, we on the nightfall. I'm in the morning's full, we need to celebrate. I'm giving you my love, I'm giving you my trust. Baby you're taking everything, I'm giving all my life. This love is way too much for me, I'm giving myself away. Your eyes they tell it to strolly when you're up in my arms. Shawty yeah, so your swagger really makes me wanna laugh. You make me wanna...
Abanye abaculi asebenzisane labo uTabs ekucindezeleni ingoma zakhe ngabagoqela uCalvin kanye lo Drew Boy. Ikanti kulezi nsuku usebenzisana lo Kid Active otholakala esikodlweni iHarare. Abafuna ukuxhumana lo Tabs balakho ukumthinta kukhasi lakhe leFacebook ngaphansi kwegama elithi Tabs. Nangu ephuma enkundleni yengoma yakhe ethiwa Hey Wena.
Hey Wena, wawusenza ngakuthawazi kunangivani. Hey Wena, ngakubona ufuna ukwazi ukuthi uhamba. Hey Wena, wawusenza ngakuthawazi mfana top line. Hey Wena, mfana top line. Hey Wena. Ehlisa umoya boy ungabi negwali mabethu Kevin utop boy ungabi nenkani ntwana yegasi nyaze beli nthatha kancane manje bheka inombolo boy abanamachance.
Siyabonga tshahala kithi sesifike emaphethelweni wohlelo lwalamhlanje kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kufe abantu abalichomi lambili kwa limala abangamachomi amane lanhlano engozini yomgwaqo eBaitbridge lamhlanje ekuseni. Asefike kuzinga eliphezulu amalungiselelo ombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Kuwoza Friday bese lomculi weHip Hop ohamba ngegama lokuthi nguTabs. Kwaneleko kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo libe lobusuku obuhle.